So I was just going to say, do you want to tell people about your website, your Twitter, etc, etc?
Okay, so my website is annameredith.com and my Twitter is Anna H. Meredith, I think, because someone else took Anna Meredith and I'm going to hunt her down and kill her. Maybe.
Well, you know, that has happened in Twitter past, you know.
No.
It's annoying. So, the basic premise of this is that there's going to be six people from history, can all be from now, could all be alive, who you'd want round your house for dinner.
Okay.
And you don't necessarily have to cook. So what we'll get out of the way first, though, are you cooking, or are you getting a takeaway, or are you going to Marx's and getting the food from there? What are you doing?
I'd probably not cook because it's stressful. And it means, if they're coming to my flat, then it means I'm stuck in some miserable little galley kitchen thing and I can't hear what anybody's saying. So, yeah, I reckon I'd get a takeaway from my local Silk Road in Camberwell, which does amazing Chinese. So I think I'd do that.
Fantastic. And so who was the first person you would invite over then?
Okay, I would have Freddie Mercury.
Right. And what's the reason for that then?
I'm a huge Queen fan. But I think I was trying not just to think about people who are brilliant at what they do, but people who would actually be a good laugh or interesting or fun to hang out with. And I think there's something about him. He's got, like, you can't take your eyes off him. He's got so much amazing energy and incredible teeth and brilliant yellow jackets, and yeah, I think he's got such theatricality. I think he'd be really good fun for a night out.
Would you be as egotistical to have your music on in the background?
Have his music, have Queen on?
No, would you have your music on?
Oh, I don't think so. I think nothing ruins a party like my music. kill everyone's dead, so nice, respectful background music, I reckon.
And so who would guest two be then?
Okay, let's have Tina Fey.
Tina Fey, yes, of course. I've never really got into her work, to be honest with you. I think it's probably if it was more on terrestrial and Freeview and stuff, I probably would catch it more.
So you haven't seen it so much, or you just don't like it, what you see?
What I've seen, it didn't grab us, but by the same token, there's other shows like that where I initially didn't get it.
Yeah.
And it clicked. You know, but yeah, she's obviously seen as one of the biggest female comic stars at the moment, isn't she?
Yeah, I mean, I guess similarly, all I really knew was like Mean Girls and stuff like that, and then a mate kept telling me I should watch 30 Rock, and I think I totally misunderstood. This has happened time and time again. Like, I put off watching The Simpsons and Breaking Bad and all sorts of amazing shows, or Game of Thrones, because I didn't understand really. I'd somehow convinced myself they were all Westerns or something. I don't know. I thought there was something totally different. So anyway, yeah, but 30 Rock is amazing. It's totally brilliant, and she's just brilliant at it. So funny, and, you know, I think really good for that kind of, you know, female comedian to be doing that kind of stuff. So yeah, and she just looks like she'd be, again, actually this is a recurring thing, I think she looks like she'd be a really good laugh.
I think she would probably get on well with Freddie Mercury.
I think she probably would. I think she would. I think you'd be able to catch her eye across the takeaway and raise a wry eyebrow if he was doing something ridiculous. So, you know, I think you need to have some people who maybe are there to be ridiculous and other people who you can acknowledge the other people's ridiculousness with. She's one of those people who, when you see her, you go, oh yeah, I reckon we could be mates, even though that obviously will never happen, sadly.
Was it Tina Fey who was in the film with Steve Carell,
Date
Night?
Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. That was good.
Is she getting that?
Yeah. So I'm intrigued to see where you're going next, because you sound like you're hinting towards that you might have more serious people there as well.
Did I imply that? No,
You just hinted at it, just a little bit of a hint. Yeah.
Oh, no, nobody serious. I was just purely thinking hedonistically of who would be. I know that the right thing to do would probably be to have... I thought Ian Banks.
Right, yeah.
Might be great. Big fan of his. Really, obviously, so sad that he died earlier this year. And he, again, looks like he's got a really dry sense of humour. But I think it's people who are multifaceted, people who reckon would actually be a good fun to get on with, but are probably aren't necessarily defined by the one thing they're known by, who actually would probably be more interested in chatting about what's on telly than anything else.
Time.
So just a little, quick question while I'm thinking as well. If you could collaborate with any artist who's alive now, who would you like to collaborate with then?
Oh, God.
God, wow.
God, yeah, ambitious, right? Maybe Bjork. Love Bjork. Mm. I maybe had her down as another person who might be good. But, yeah, no, she's amazing and done, you know, and in some ways has made her career out of collaboration. And I don't think it's necessarily that easy to collaborate well, you know, to actually genuinely be able to create something that still feels like it's got identity and character. But still, it's always obviously Bjork as well. But, you know, she brings in so many great producers and instrumentalists and stuff. So maybe one day, she says wistfully.
When I was listening to your music, I was thinking of, you probably worked with already, but have you ever worked with Mikachu and the Shapes?
I haven't. No. I mean, I know her socially a little bit.
Right.
Yeah, but, no, I've never worked with her. I mean, we've done sort of similar. I guess she started off as a studying classical composition as well, though got into doing her band stuff a lot earlier than I've made that shift. But she's been worked with some of the instrumental songs that I've worked with too. So, but obviously, a billion times more famous. But yeah, she's amazing.
No, you know, you might be as famous at some point. You never know. It's like things can just suddenly change, can't they? You know.
It's true.
I'm trying to think where I read about you. I think it might have been Fig DIY website.
Oh yeah.
I think I was reading there, because generally what I do is I'll read stuff like Fig DIY or The Fly or something like that, and then I'll write names down thinking, oh, I must keep taking note of them. And then straight on the SoundCloud or whatever. So
organised.
So it's always interesting, isn't it? Find new artists and stuff.
I don't know. I find that I don't listen to much other music. I just find it quite distracting. Or I've always got something I'm meant to be writing. So, you know, I listen to stuff to my mates' stuff or things I really love. But I'm not one of those. I find that some is the same with other writing people as well, that they're not always, unless you're a DJ or someone who needs to always go new material, I've never heard of any band that's always really embarrassing. People are always really surprised at how little I actually know. So, I don't know why. I think maybe it's just some people find it inspiring hearing other stuff. I find it a bit distracting. So I've never, when people say, oh, you must know that song, you must know that band, never heard of them.
It's weird for me because I make kind of, I don't know how, I think I've got my own sort of tag I like to give it. It's kind of like Miserytronica, which is miserable electronica.
Right, okay.
And it's kind of like quite noisescape sort of stuff, you know.
It's surreal. I was just meaning, is it kind of like that? You know, that would you say that's the same?
Not really, no. It's, I'm trying to think how I would describe it, really. I wouldn't like to give it a grand sort of comparison like that.
Hmm.
But yeah, I basically make music that's quite quite miserable and quite noisy and droney. And recently I've got in a female vocalist, and it's made it sound a bit like Meanwhile back in communist Russia. Have you heard of that band?
No.
Oh, it's actually a real band. It sounds like a Chris Morris made up band.
But yeah.
They're brilliant. They only had two albums, but they split up. But I've gone somewhere with this, and it was made a point that was going to be relevant there about, oh yes, whenever I listen to music, I mean, I listen to music constantly on the iPod, but whenever I then make music, it doesn't sound anything like it, but I would like to create something as pop, as say Pet Shop Boys or something.
Right, okay.
But it never comes out like that. It's weird.
So I think you're right there that quite often I'll be chatting to my other composer pals, and one of them will say, oh my God, I've just written the cheesiest tune of all time, and you go, okay, play it to me, and it's, you know, it's never cheesy. Or, you know, I think, yeah, you're right, maybe I think we all filter in influences and actually quite end up being as direct as we think we are in the end result.
it's not easy to write like a pure pop song, you know, and people say, oh, it's easy, just write that, but it's not easy because a lot of people kind of start off with a pop premise and then they go weird because it gets filtered through their brain and stuff. So it is a talent at the end of the day if you can make something that everyone likes, you know, like Lady Gaga or something like that, you know.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, I think that's a very hard thing to set out to write, though, to like set out to say write something that anyone will like. If I tried to do that, I know I'd end up writing something dreadful. So I think for me, the less I think about what I'm actually trying to achieve and just start something, the better it goes.
So we've gone a bit serious, so we'll go to number four now.
Yeah. Let's have Mozart.
Ooh,
I think
eyebrow.
Well, not really. I think Mozart would just be. He's an amazing craftsman. I mean, a genius as well. But I think. And in no way am I basing this largely on Amadeus, but I think he'd also be really good fun. And I think he'd get well with Freddie Mercury. I think it'd be interesting to have someone from a different period to chat about life in days of yore. I think maybe we could all have a little jam, and it'd come up with an amazing tune. Why not?
Wow. It's just interesting just to think of the conversations, because he would just be like, what's an app? What's this? And Freddie Mercury would be like, what's this app? And it would just be like, it would be bizarre, the kind of conversations and how things have changed over time. And Mozart would just be like, it's all rubbish now, you know, this music. Oh.
Yeah, though, I mean, I suppose, weirdly, a lot of it is the same kind of stuff, chords and stuff. He find it in some ways pretty disappointingly similar. The technology is different, but the actual harmonic material is not really that different to anything he wrote. I don't know. I think it'd be fun. I mean, I agree that app chat is a slippery slope. Once you start busting out a technology chat, you're sort of at the screws. But why not?
So who's number five then?
How about Catelyn Moran?
Oh, right. That's an interesting one, yeah.
Yeah, I think she's amazing. I was really blown away by her book. And she's about the same age as me. And, she's just brilliant and funny and likes her music. And, again, can laugh at herself. That's what I've kind of gone for, as a group of people who I think could all have a giggle at themselves. So I was slightly in that. I hope maybe one day I might actually meet her, and maybe I should be using my fantasy meeting points for someone more inaccessible. But I think she's great. So
have you actually met any of your heroes thus far in life?
I haven't met any of those. I've never met Sue Perkins, and I do love Sue Perkins. Does that count?
Yeah, that's fine. No, I like Sue Perkins. She's good. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I was watching. I love the British Bake Off. Can't get enough of it.
I was really annoyed that our sitcom didn't get a second series because I enjoyed that.
Which one was that?
It was called Heading Out, and it didn't really. No one seemed to know it was on.
You know, I like her more when she's doing either sort of like radio stuff where she's more just being herself, like the Bake Off stuff or the. Like Just a Minute, or whenever she's on any panel stuff. I think she's brilliant at all that. Yeah, sitcoms, I don't know, I find it a little bit awkward somehow.
Well, she was playing like an extension of us, like a version of herself. In it, and it was quite interesting. But it's just, I mean, I get frustrated by the stuff that gets second series and stuff that doesn't. I don't really understand why like Mrs. Brown's Boys is on the TV, but.
Right, yeah.
But as a nice little sideways thing, just before we get the final guest, what would be in the goodie bag? That's the key question, as people leave.
Are you six? When do you ask for a goodie bag?
This is the whole premise of these are my rules.
Oh, right. I was going to say, I mean, it's not the key question around my house, no goodie bags. How about, what would you like to get in the goodie bag? Maybe a really good vegetable peeler, I think. because I was thinking about things that are little but are massively useful. And someone once bought me a vegetable peeler for Christmas. So I remember thinking it's a rubbish present, and I use it all the time. It's the best thing ever. So I think if I was to invest everybody with a small but useful kitchen tool, then next time they're preparing a beautiful meal, they'll think of me. Whereas if I give them some plastic crap or some balloons or a bit of Mars bar or whatever, chucked away in the taxi.
A bit of a Mars bar? Are you eating a little bit of a Mars bar and then putting the rest in?
No, I mean like a little celebration.
Oh, it's all right. I thought you were actually just having a little cheeky bite and then putting the rest back
in. No. I mean like a bespoke bitelet. Yeah, so no generic party favours. I reckon a useful, practical, maybe, or a bottle opener. How about that? A bespoke bottle opener. A commemorative bottle opener with the date of our dinner party on it.
Nice.
Yeah, thanks, right, for our commemorative vegetable peeler. These are good gifts.
I don't know if you're into Doctor Who at all, but the anniversaries this year, so they're bringing out any old crap, so, you know, for basic merchandise and whatnot. And the best one was, there's a thing in Doctor Who called Sonic Screwdriver.
Yeah.
And they've got a Sonic Screwdriver pizza cutter.
Awesome. Amazing.
I mean, it's kind of shit, but you kind of think, quite interesting to see. And it's also got sound effects on it.
It's kind of shit. Oh, sounds kind of amazing.
Yeah, it's cutting a pizza with a sound effect.
That sounds like the best thing ever, I don't think.
$12.99 as well.
That's very
price. Final one, number six then, who's the final guest?
See, I feel like, you know, everyone's under a contractual obligation to see Stephen Fry, so I do love Stephen Fry. Mm. And, you know, it feels like it's a sort of thing that as a sort of national treasure, you should just, you know, you're compelled as a British person, a middle-class British person, to say Stephen Fry because he's so ace. But I think I'm going to try and fight that urge and hope that I can maybe just meet him later for a coffee. And let's say, should have given this slightly more thought, let's say Steve Martin.
Right. I was in a conversation with someone recently and they'd never seen Trains, Planes and Automobiles and they didn't really know who Steve Martin was.
What?
I know, and I was stunned. I was like, what? I was like, John Candy? And they're like, don't know what you're talking about.
Oh my God.
So someone out there doesn't know who Steve Martin is, but everyone else loves him.
I reckon if you're under, I don't know, 25, you might not know who he is.
No, they were in their 30s, this person.
A bit shocking, then, there's no excuse.
It is, yeah. I've
gone for kind of slightly, looking back, they're all a bit light. Maybe I should try and make myself seem a bit more educated and put some...
No, you're thinking about the dinner party dynamics at the end of the day, you know.
Yes.
You've got to have people who are funny and up for a laugh.
And come with each other. I mean, nobody wants an awkward silence and someone saying, you know, trying to talk about books that nobody else has read. Yeah, no, I think a good night to be had by all.
Yes, Steve Martin would be, you know, be able to ask Steve Martin, like, what's happened with your films recently? You've been doing some rubbishy films.
And he gets back to it. I think because everyone's got a music thing as well, I think we could all... actually, I don't know about Ian Banks. Is he musical?
I'm sure you could play some of it, you know.
Yeah, I think we'd have a little one-off jam, you know.
This is going to be like a one-off sort of session that I'll be go out on Six Music at midnight.
Maybe more like 4 a.m. Nobody's listening.
Have you got any releases you want to plug as well?
Well, second EP just came out. Mosha Mosha Records, Jet Black Raider, my second EP, out in an internet near you.
And do you tour much?
No, I don't do many gigs. I'm trying to be quite exclusive about the gigs. Yeah, I think there's plans in the future to get that moving a bit more, hopefully when I can get the right kind of venues, because I think I'm just too old and miserable to play in too many totally grotty pubs. So I'd rather do less gigs, but make sure that they're good, because they're kind of, the performance thing is quite visual in the end. I've got quite a lot of stuff that it's nice to be able to see, and so I've played in so many places that are so tiny and shit that actually it's just depressing. So anyway, onwards and upwards. So less but high quality tours is a not very succinct way of saying that.
Time. I know your Nautilus. Tea time, 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 tea